Lou Maloney, spitting fire, as the kids say, here on WEEI Afternoons. And I believe we're going to the Dan Ball trade update desk for another disappointing update.
Hold on. All right, so we'll jump right in. Oh, there it is. I found it. There it is. We're here. We're ready. We got trades. And they don't involve the Red Sox, but they kind of loosely do. Robert Murray of FanSided. The San Diego Padres are acquiring slugger Ryan O'Hearn from the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, so that dream...
I am deceased.
That dream of, if they're going to make me take Morton, I might get O'Hearn with him to confuse my emotions when that trade happens. That's gone. Now they're just going to trade for a number five starter. I agree with the text line. This came in right after Lou's interview. The 860, bring back Dombrowski. This sucks. This does suck. And I don't want to hear.
But he had a good offseason, I thought.
Dombrowski. No. Who?
Breslow.
Yeah, he did.
But we're not talking about before the game season. We're talking about the trade deadline.
His job is today. His job is right now.
So what is Dombrowski do? Let's look at, so what was the Phillies' biggest need? Let's look. Oh, okay. Their biggest need was to shore up their back end of their bullpen.
And what did they do?
They went out and got, Harrison Bader. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, they generally fill needs when they – yes, Dan Ball.
Also, outfielder Ramon Laureano is also a part of the deal. So a first baseman and an outfielder going to San Diego. So that probably ends a Duran pursuit, I would imagine.
And Dylan Cease is still maybe available?
What the latest reporting on that one is that the Houston Astros, per Ken Rosenthal, are quote-unquote working hard to acquire him right now, but a deal is – is not close.
Who the hell?
Let me rest on my laurels.
You know what's the most insane thing ever is that I grew up in San Diego. Mm-hmm. All right, I mean, you know, we did okay. You know, we weren't great. You know, the Padres are acting like the New York Yankees of the '90s. Right now.
Oh yeah.
Like the way they are signing everybody and making trades. Made a trade for your boy Mason Miller. I mean, just it's unbelievable what. With the Padres, how aggressive they are.
And the Red Sox are acting like Padres probably should.
From
the big
from
market
the 90s,
team.
And the Mets are acting like the Yankees, and the Mariners are acting like they know that they need to make a playoffs, and the Astros are trying to get better. And
I will say the Red Sox are acting like the Red Sox. Maybe this is an us problem. Maybe we need to look at this from a different perspective. Maybe we expect too much and too much different. Maybe they've shown us every trade deadline who they are and what they are. Regardless of who you wanted to blame, Bloom or whoever, now you get to blame Breslow. Like, maybe this is just who they are now. We had that one report that leaked out. Oh, money is an issue with the Red Sox and some of these trade considerations. Money's an issue?
No.
You
don't
dumped a $30 million a year player. Why is money a bleeping issue?
It's not. It can't be. No. Mm-mm.
So, and to give Breslow, because I've been a Breslow guy. I have been a Breslow guy in the offseason. I thought they would go do something of value. They did something of value. And, it's the damnedest thing. Now you're a playoff team at the trade deadline. You're a wild card team at the trade deadline. Yep. Who, Ted Johnson, what was the record? The updated, it's 16-6 or whatever?
Yep.
In their last 22 games?
16 out of 22.
So that seems like a team that's rounding into decent form in the middle of the season. Maybe a team that should be invested in. A team that has a future. Yep. I've listened to Alex Cora all year and Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy say, this is a team built to play in October. We expect to play in October.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to play like a team that might have a chance to play in October, and every other team that wants to play in October is being active, and you're sitting there on your bum doing nothing other than Steven Matzall Folks added to a lefty overpaid guy
like
in the bullpen who might pitch the fifth or the sixth inning when one of your starters doesn't go deep enough.
This is why it's getting the talk of this trade deadline coming and going with them not doing anything. The fervor starting to get raised because other teams in your division, other teams in your conference, just other teams that have not as much money to spend as you are making a lot more deals than you've made, and so it's reflecting bad right now.
I will say, this might be a me problem, and the reason I know that is because Lil Gullible Andy fell for it. He bought the urgency quotes. He bought the idea that Joe Ryan was a legitimate possibility, because I put the poll out today on my Twitter account, at Jumbo Hart.
At Lil Gullible Andy?
Yeah, pretty much, at WEEI Afternoons. And I said, Red Sox fans, do you expect the team to make a big move at today's Major League Baseball trade deadline? 80% voted no.
I'm one of the 80.
Eight Stiz and company.
We lost the super fan.
Super fan Stiz. Straight out of Chelsea Stiz.
And I'm wearing my Sox City Connect jersey today. I had big hopes, but
I had hopes and today, no pants. Too. Yep. I brought my City Connect half sleeve hoodie, Red Sox pullover that I wanted to put on today.
I like that.
That I wanted to put on, Ted. But I said, you know what? You got to earn the right for me to put that big B on my chest. And right now, I have Bo Jackson on my chest because Bo was great and is still great. The Red Sox have not earned the right for me to sport their attire. Stiz, I think you should take that shirt off. Please tell me you have something underneath. Wait. I don't know. Do you have something underneath? Okay. He does. Okay. Take that off. Stiz, they don't deserve you wearing their City Connect jersey until Breslaw, your boy back there, does something. And I also need to get into Lou Maloney just said something that I get what he's saying, but I don't love the mentality. Joe Ryan, the Red Sox, if the Red Sox don't get Joe Ryan, it's not the Red Sox fault. Who the hell's fault is it? You tell me Joe Ryan can't be moved? He's untouchable? I believe the Twins have traded away half the things that weren't
That's the weirdest
down.
Thing. It's just think about it. Like, you know, the way you say, well, why would you trade somebody with still have term? And, well, they're trading everybody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean, you want to have this great pitcher, but doesn't get used because the rest of the team sucks.
They traded their closer. They traded their shortstop. And they have Joe Ryan.
And their
Ryan.
Center fielder, Harrison Bader.
Yep. And Joe Ryan, before this, kind of sounded like a guy that wanted to be traded. He basically said, it's cool to have your name out there and be cool to be traded. And then he's like, oh, but I love Minnesota. You think he loves Minnesota when he knows Joe Ryan's future? So Joe Ryan right now, if he goes 8 innings and pitches great, who's he handing it to? Because they decided to trade one of the best closers in baseball. So you think he feels great about being a Minnesota Twin right now? Mm-hmm. Joe Ryan wants to be traded. He's mentally halfway or three quarters of the way out the door. So Red Sox, if you don't get Joe Ryan, I do not agree that it's on the Twins. It's on you. Make them an offer.
I'd agree.
You wanted to say I quit, but you didn't.
No, I think I was going to swear, so I paused for a second, collected
my thoughts.
What's the
name of the Twins AAA team? Because that's
St. Paul Pioneers.
That's their AA team.
Oh,
what? Or at least our AA team. Woo, because you're going to be seeing that team in the majors for the remainder of the year.
Yeah.
Also, did you see the news about Merrill Kelly?
St. Paul Saints.
St. Paul Saints. Good take, by the way. Did you see the news about Merrill Kelly?
What about him?
He might actually get traded.
To?
The Astros.
Yeah. So there is nothing of positive momentum right now.
So good news.
You
might see him pitch this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's good. At least I will see Kelly pitch. Just it'll be for the other team. And I will see TBD. You know, anybody? Dan Ball, you're the stats guy. What is TBD's ERA?
I believe it's infinite.
Yeah, I think it's infinite, too.
You know, like on the Baseball Reference, it's just like INF, period, infinite.
So, is it not the shrug emoji guy just going, I don't know?
Something like that.
We just got Ted Johnson on the bandwagon, correct?
Yeah,
Red Sox won yesterday.
I'm on.
Big blowout win. They took care of business. They're rolling baby into the trade deadline. Ted Johnson's on board. We had Alex Cora tell us on Tuesday, the expectation for Thursday is we're going to try to make the baseball team better. And then we get to Thursday, and we're coming up on less than 90 minutes till the trade deadline is official, till you can't get Joe Ryan anymore. Then he's staying where he is. And the Red Sox have added Steven Matz, a left-hander who now I'm worried. You know what Steven Matz is? The middle reliever, they're going to tell me, well, we actually think we can stretch him out, and he's going to be your number five starter.
That's what you're going to hear.
He'll give us 4 innings, and he'll give us 80 pitches.
They'll justify it.
Fire me into the sun to stop the alien craft. Please stop.
And I get the players. I would be the worst player to sulk after the trade deadline. Absolutely. I can tell you right now, I would. So if I'm Roman Anthony, I am like the best leadoff hitter in baseball all of a sudden, even though I've been a leadoff hitter for like a week. I'm the best leadoff hitter in baseball, and I feel like my career's taken off. Like, Jaron Duran's like, you know what? I kind of like the pressure of not leading off. I'm going to settle into the middle of the order here.
Yep.
Like, and you're just going to take the air right out of that balloon. Remember when Rafaela hit the walk-off home run, and he had that great answer
about... I was
about,
there that night, yep. Mm-hmm.
He had a great answer about, well, his mom and other things, but then he said...
I just want to win.
I just want to win, and I want to play in the playoffs at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
He wants to have those lights flashing at Fenway Park after a playoff game. That's what they all can taste. And you're going to take that taste right out of their mouth and put a bad taste in their mouth.
It is. It's just odd. I don't remember the discussion being so pro, activity at trade deadline from all the insiders, like people that cover the team, people that work for the team.
Yep.
Everybody's basically saying it's a foregone conclusion. They're not only going to make a deal at the trade deadline, they're going to make a significant deal. I mean, a lot of insiders have been alluding to that.
Yep.
And so I'm like, if they come and go and do nothing, mm-hmm. What were they? Why were they saying that? And what were they? Why were they talking such a big game if nothing really ultimately happens? Something's up.
Well, because money's a factor, according to other reports as well.
Well, if money's a factor, then don't tell me and don't have it talked up like you're going to be involved with Joe Ryan.
Right. What are they broke?
No, they're not broke. They traded away a $30 million contract. No, they're not. They're decking out Fenway Park, sometimes with Dodger fans, but Fenway Park tomorrow will be full. Even though people are going there to see TBD take the mound for the home
TBD.
Club.
TBD.
And they'll buy their City Connect green jersey or their City Connect yellow jersey and their alternate this. Yep. And I just wonder, this is where I do wonder if Brezbot and even John Henry, because this has been, have they lost touch with the human factor, not only of the fan base, but of their actual players, the humans.
I can't imagine.
The 26 guys.
I can't imagine. They got to know what's going on. They have to.
Well, then why are they not doing anything?
You know what? Maybe it's rope-a-dope. They got another hour and a half. I can't imagine them not doing anything.
Are you staying optimistic?
No, I mean, part of me is.
I'm trying.
Because I've heard
I'm failing.
We're gonna play some sound from Will Fleming and Mike Monaco after yesterday's game, before we went on. The way they were talking is if they knew something that we all didn't know, that it was a foregone conclusion, they were going to make a trade. And so I can't imagine them talking like that and then nothing happening.
It was akin to when he sat in studio with you guys a few weeks before the Devers trade and said, something's going down, and something happened.
Let me, here we go. Take a listen. Stiz pulled it up gracefully and was able to get it. Take a listen to Mike Monaco and Will Fleming after yesterday's game and before we went on at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Fun to win. Fun to be buyers. And you heard Trevor's story talk about it. How nice it is to have no doubt. He knows well enough as a former player and a guy who is dying to have this team make a deep run. He's trying everything he can to make impact moves right now.
Going to be buyers. Did you hear? Yeah. Go back and play. I mean, he just said they're going to be buyers. If played against is at the very beginning. Listen to what Will Fleming says.
Fun to win. Fun to be buyers. And you heard Trevor's story talk about it.
Fun to be buyers. Fun to be buyers.
Well, they bought you a nice Steven Matz.
My guess is that is not, it's a longer clip where he talks about basically it's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
like basically alluding to once at the trade deadline, the big signing is made, that everyone's going to be thrilled.
They're going to spend. They are.
They're
going to spend. And just a quick teaser for tomorrow, we will be at Fenway Park, and I believe we will talk to Will Fleming. He may not know it right now, but last time he was on, I told him when he was predicting big things from this team at the trade deadline, I told him Friday, August 1st, after the trade deadline, I want you down here in studio with us at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio. So I think we will talk to Will Fleming tomorrow. And Will Fleming, he might be staying optimistic. I haven't been following his Twitter account. We know he can be emotional. He rides the roller coaster a lot like I do in a lot of ways. But we are now about an hour and 15 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Ted Johnson, of all people. The last guy to jump on the bandwagon is staying optimistic. I think he's taking a perspective I've had at times, which is they can't be this dumb to do nothing. They can't paint themselves into a corner and do nothing. Or can they? We'll continue to talk about it next with your phone call, 617-779-7937. Awaiting a move from the Boston Red Sox. Will it come? Oh, God, please let it come.
Please put your shirt back on, Stiz.